Diana Ross.
That's an odd noise this thing just made, isn't it?
Oh, I thought it was me.
Yeah, stop kicking the wires under the table.
Yeah, really. It's you're listening to The Mix on WKGC FM 90.7.
Here when you need us.
And I didn't say in HD. I apologize, and I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan, and we're trying really hard.
We are trying really hard. The problem is I'm trying to get into this day in history mode, and it's a serious this day in history.
But it's time to talk about the future.
It is?
With what's going on in Panama City.
Oh, we're going to do that one. Okay.
Yes, we had talked about that.
Notice how we follow a set agenda here.
Yes. I know. I just got so confused.
Tom got all excited.
Obviously, I'm confused.
I know.
Okay, but anyway, okay, then let's talk about the future and then we'll talk about the past.
Yes.
Okay, you're okay with that?
I guess.
Okay, well, you've got all the buttons over there, the ones that are making weird noises, so...
That has a certain symmetry to it, yes.
I've got my own problems to figure out, so...
Okay. Jennifer Vigil from Destination PC, this has got to be a hugely busy time for you.
It really is. There's events all the time. We just finished up with Panama City Songwriters Festival, mm-hmm. first ever. That was amazing. Downtown came to life with so many great artists. And then today at 10 o'clock in the morning starts the two-day Grug Food Festival. So that's amazing. Everyone's going to be in line.
Out at St. John the Theologian out there on Baldwin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So everyone will be getting in line to get their food. We have Ugly Sweater Fest, which is a citywide festival coming up. Free pictures with Santa and the Grinch. We're giving away a YOLO fat tire bike, a boat inflatable paddleboard, some cash prizes. There's going to be live music all over the city.
Okay. Now... Ugly Sweater Fest.
Yes.
Okay, now that's your... Now, I don't have an ugly sweater, but I'm pretty ugly. Would that count?
No.
I mean, could I put on a regular sweater and just go like, yeah,
no,
yeah
you're
but
gonna...
you're not as ugly as I am?
Well, that would be the ugly neck up sweater.
You're going to have to DIY yourself an ugly sweater or something. Because
right.
You have to have it on to do your ugly sweater selfie mm-hmm. to try to win the prizes.
I see. So, okay.
That's December 7th. The Christmas parade downtown is December 14th this year. And then we also have some tree lightings. There's a tree lighting or a Christmas tree lighting in the parks at Oaks by the Bay on the 26th. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be another Christmas tree lighting at Gateway Park on Harrison Avenue.
Okay. So
a lot of things are happening.
And is there a centralized location I might go to find all these things?
DestinationPanamaCity.com, or you can find us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yes.
And some congratulations are in order.
Ah, yes.
So
for actually all of Northwest Florida.
For actually, yes. Everybody out here seemed to have done very well. Can you explain?
Sure. So every year, Visit Florida, which is our statewide marketing agency, evaluates all of the campaigns that are done by all of the tourism agencies throughout Florida. You can apply for different categories of what your campaign fell into. Visit Panama City Beach actually won a few awards. And so the Henry is the top award. It's named after Henry Flagler mm-hmm. because he's really the original marketer for the state of Florida. So Visit Panama City Beach won a Flagler. Gulf County won two Flaglers. Explore Northwest Florida, our ecotourism branch, won an award. And so did the Florida Seafood Festival over in Apalachicola. And then we also won an award for the Postcards from Panama City campaign, which was our Hurricane Michael response.
Well, that's just a lot going on in this area.
Really, very mm-hmm. proud to be Northwest Floridian. Yeah. So yeah,
people will actually soon be able to figure out where we are.
I hope.
Where are we?
In the central time zone.
Yes, we're in the part of Florida that's in the central time zone
for the time being.
Latitude 29.
Yeah. Changes in latitude and changes in Bill's attitude. There you go. I thought we were at more like 30.
Yes. Yeah.
29 okay. and a half, maybe.
I don't know.
Well, we're going to take a quick break for a weather forecast from WMBB's Lauren Hope, and then we will get into this day in history.
Okay.
Because you're just chomping at the bit.
Not really.
It's a good
we're
one.
We're not going to laugh about this one.
No. There's nothing funny about this one.
But it's terribly important.
Yeah.
So we'll get to all that and more here on The Mix.